Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Very busy day today on the show today. WWE Hell in a Cell taking place in 1 hour. We're here live on the show. We'll be talking about the pre-show, which kicks off in about 30 minutes. Got a lot of news to get into here today. We got the betting odds thus far for the WWE Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. The smart money has not come in yet. Smart money has not come in. Maybe it won't. Usually it does. Probably within the next 40 minutes. But right now, according to the odds makers, and this means nothing because these are the expected finishes anyway. According to the odds makers, Jinder Mahal, the favorite over Shinsuke Nakamura. Shane McMahon, the underdog against Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens is the favorite at this moment in the Hell in a Cell Falls Count Anywhere match between Shane and Kevin Owens. New Day, underdogs against the Usos. The Usos are favorites in the other Hell in a Cell match, the tag team title. In the U.S. title match, AJ Styles and Baron Corbin neck and neck, AJ minus 130, Corbin minus 110. SmackDown women's title, Charlotte the favorite versus Natalia. Randy Orton the favorite versus Rusev. And Bobby Roode a very, 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 very heavy favorite against Dolph Ziggler. And of course on the pre-show, Chad Gable, Shelton Benjamin, the heavy favorites against the Hype Bros who have been teasing a breakup. Fashion Files, scheduled to be on the show. Will they play into this? There are, for some reason, and actually know the reason, because he hasn't been on NXT TV for a while, but there are rumors about Hideo Itami. I don't know if there's anything to them. Probably just people reading too much into the NXT spoilers and him not being on any of the upcoming tapings for no good reason. So a lot of stuff going on that we can talk about here today. If you want to give us a call, the phone number, toll-free, 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
This is Hal's yard as Halloween approaches, and summer's harsh heat has turned his lawn into a virtual cemetery. But Hal knows fall is the best time to feed his lawn and repair those scary thin brown patches. So he reaches for Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. It feeds and replenishes nutrients. Roots grow deeper and stronger. So next spring, Hal's grass grows thicker and greener. Guaranteed. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Winter Guard today.
Do you love golf, boxing, soccer, wrestling? Then sign up for the podcast from your favorite sport and never miss a show. With podcasting, we deliver the best programs directly to your computer every week, automatically. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button. You'll never miss another show. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we're back on the show with breaking news, everybody. So, Ty Dillinger has been added to the match tonight.
Which match is that? The Shane match?
No, AJ Styles versus Baron Corbin.
No?
Ty Dillinger, it is now a three-way. So for those of you wondering, well, it doesn't make any sense. Why did Ty Dillinger beat Baron Corbin on SmackDown? That's weird. Well, now you know. He's been added to the match, which makes things very interesting. Because now you could have Baron Corbin pin Ty Dillinger to win the title. Not even pin AJ Styles. How could you do this? I guess you could have, like, Baron has the win on AJ, but Ty steals the pin, and Ty actually becomes the... There's a lot of ways it could go here. But yes, Ty Dillinger has been added to the match, so...
You know another way they can go here, and people will not like this? Baron Corbin destroys Ty backstage before the match, and he's never actually in the match. And I'm not saying that... You know, that's on the long shot list, but don't... That's one of those where don't fall over shocked if that necessarily happens, especially if Baron's going to win and then you set Ty up for the match on SmackDown or whatever it's going to be.
Well, look at that. So I guess the pre-show has begun. I guess I'll have to fire that thing up here in a little while. We'll get through this segment and then I'll see what's going on. But that's the breaking news right there. Ty Dillinger now added to the match. So there you go. Also, I gotta talk about this fella here on Twitter, Maddie. Maddie here says, he's got a picture of the Hell in a Cell cage. He says, are you telling me this is that hard to cut with bolt cutters? So I have a challenge for Maddie. Both of us will stand outside the cell. I'm going to give you bolt cutters. And then I'm just going to have access to the door. And you let me know who's going to get into that cell first. The answer is me. I'm going to go through the door while you're violently chopping with bolt cutters at the chain link fence outside Hell in a Cell.
Something tells me that's not exactly what he is arguing here, but
we do have
Ryan in Cumberland.
He says, are you telling me this is that hard to cut? That's exactly what he's arguing.
Well, Ryan in Cumberland responded to him by asking, well, you know, maybe if you didn't do well in shop class in high school, you might have some issues. I don't know if that's necessarily the case. Then he followed that up with a tweet saying that he did win the intramural women's tennis tournament in 1999 and 2000 at FSU. I'm assuming that's like Frostburg State University and not Florida State. And he said he did. I gave a handicap to a woman that requested it. So there you go. Very chivalrous of Ryan in Cumberland, Maryland.
Ryan also says, Meltzer claims a perfect 10 isn't over enough to be the U.S. champion. Is he wrong? Well, he's not wrong. He's wrong in the sense that the world champion's Jinder Mahal. And believe me, Ty would be way more over as U.S. champion than Jinder has been as the world champion. But that's another matter entirely. Spurs says, why are these geeks arguing about why there should be a door on the cell? Do they not care about safety at all? Doesn't sound like it to me.
Well,
doesn't sound like it to me.
I think this
But that's
is
been
more...
an ongoing problem with wrestling fans through the years.
Oh, well,
some of
stop.
Them.
This
some
is, I think, more of a pro wrestling debate right now, not a more of a fabulous discussion than it is a true discussion on the medical conditions of wrestlers and how we can improve their on-the-job protections.
All right, let's go through some of these text message questions here. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. We do have phone lines open as well, 844-411-5411. This person says, I wish that it was Rusev gunning for the title instead of Nakamura. I love Shinsuke, but Rusev is my man.
Did you see Hoodie Rusev today on Twitter?
No.
Oh, my God. He's rocking the hoodie, just like he's Carmelo Anthony. And he said it flat out. Hoodie Rusev feels good. Hoodie Rusev can't be beat. So remember that.
Also, he says, I think Bobby Roode should have the title when Shinsuke is going for the title. I think Bobby should have the title when Shinsuke is going for the title? Oh, I see. So you think that it should be Shinsuke challenging Bobby Roode for the title. To my recollection, other than live events, Shinsuke has never beaten Roode on live TV. I think it would be an awesome storyline when Shinsuke finally beats Roode. Well, it would be, but I'm very skeptical that that storyline will play into anything they do in WWE because, well, that's just how they do it. They somewhat acknowledge NXT, but you got to remember, think about this. All of these videos for Asuka, like when they first started airing videos that Asuka was coming to Raw, they pretty much pretended she was coming straight from Japan. They didn't say that the longest reigning NXT Women's Champion was coming up. I'm sure they've changed that since, but the very first video package, she was coming straight from Japan. Or no, was that Nakamura? Might have been Nakamura. They did that thing where like they didn't acknowledge anything from NXT. So I just don't feel that if they finally do a Shinsuke Bobby Roode feud, they're going to be really focusing on what they did together in NXT. I think they're just going to pretend it's all brand new.
Time and place, you know, again, it's one of those things. Somebody just gets a thought and then they decide to run with it or something like that. But no, I mean, it's going to be mentioned on commentary, surely. But to make it a focal point, they really don't have to. You know, if they're going to go in that direction and one of them is going to be a heel, it's going to be about the heel turn on each other, which leads to those matches.
This person's got a good point here. Why does the UFC Octagon have a door when it's supposed to keep them in? Huh? Why can't they just climb over? And climb back out again.
Most of them do.
Because a door is convenient. A door is important in case something goes wrong. That's why there's a door. This person notes that, yes, the U.S. title match, now a three-way with Ty Dillinger. So that does make sense. But, of course, if you're going by, well, what did they do on SmackDown? Does that make sense as we go into the Hell in a Cell show here? I mean, maybe Charlotte shouldn't be getting a championship match because she tapped out clean at Natalya.
That was dumb.
On the show on Tuesday, so I haven't seen that change. But I do expect...
Why was that? I still don't get that.
Why? Because...
Other than just that, that's what they do.
Well, I bet I can tell you why. I would bet you that Charlotte beats Natalya, and then Carmella cashes in to steal the belt from Charlotte. So then you've got a built-in double challenger deal, because Charlotte should get a match against Carmella because Carmella cashed in. But Natalya had beaten Charlotte, who won the title, so Natalya should also get a championship match. That's my only guess.
That, to me, it was just foolish because then it's like, you know, Becky could have her claim because Charlotte already lost to Natalya and still got the title match. So Natalya's getting, you know, Natalya had a rematch of her title anyway. It didn't necessarily have to be against Charlotte, who she already beat. And then Charlotte goes out there and gets dusted off by Carmella and loses the title instantly. It would open up the door, in theory, for somebody else. But then again, I am overthinking this.
This person here says, Ty wins the title and AJ moves on to something else. That's his prediction. So I guess that would mean that...
Well, Ty and Baron would, again, it's not something, and I don't think anybody's going to be beating down the door to see, but it is something to do with that title as you try to do something a little bit different with it, and it puts AJ in a different scenario, whether he plays into Kevin Owens or whatever it's going to be on the lead into Survivor Series.
It baffles me, Mario says, when I hear anyone complain about interference in cell matches. I grew up watching cell matches in Mexico where there was all kinds of interference and there was masks and hair on the line. Well, yeah, that did happen.
People romanticize sometimes, too, because this is not the 70s, you know, the Briscoe and race in a cage for an hour. Whether it be Ole Anderson raising the cage or all of the things, I mean... It's been happening for a lot longer than people realize, some of the ridiculousness that takes place in these cage matches.
But hold on. Let me address Mario here. Mm-hmm. Mario, you're right. There are a lot of cage matches in Mexico with masks and hair on the line and guys go in and out and all sorts of craziness. However, there's two big differences. One, the cell match has got a top on it, which is even more so designed to not let anybody get anybody in or anybody out. And they still just open the door and get out. Second, it would be one thing if WWE allowed blood. Because I would bet that in all those matches you remember from Mexico with masks and hair on the line and cages, they were bloodbaths. And the cage was used as a weapon, and there was violence and gore. Now, in the current WWE, the sterile WWE of 2017, the cage is never used as a real weapon. Nobody ever gets juice unless it's an accident. So, more so than ever, the cage should be all about nobody can get in and nobody can get out. Nobody can interfere. There's so much interference. That's the one thing the cage is good for in 2017. It's no longer a battlefield, unless you fall off of it. So it is different. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also WrestlingObserver.com. The pre-show is on. We're 35 minutes, 8 seconds away from the show kicking off. And everybody up there is talking about the show right now. Just had a Charlotte interview. And your thoughts today. 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566, whatever's on your mind.
I got to see what Renee is wearing. That's one of my things I actually like to do with the pre-show. It's actually see what kind of couture and haberdashery that young Renee has on.
Spread says, the problem with everybody thinking Sami Zayn is going to come in is that he's the ultimate babyface at a heel company. Right? I guess that's his belief, the problem with Sami Zayn in general. The ultimate babyface in a heel company. Well, yeah. Kind of. The problem is... Thank you, Mike. It's not so much that he's the ultimate babyface in a heel company. It's that they don't trust him to be a top babyface here in this heel company. Like, if they trusted this guy to be a top babyface, I mean, the perfect role for him would be to be a top babyface in a heel company. So the problem is not so much that he's the ultimate babyface. It's that they consider him to be just a guy on the roster who is useful to get over heels, and they're never going to pull the trigger on him, at least anytime soon. I mean, that's the bigger issue. It's too bad because he's very talented.
Renee looks fantastic. Got the short hair going, a black dress, sleeveless, but still with the turtleneck. Looks very, very nice. Counterbalanced also with Rosenberg there, not looking so good. But he's in the middle to set off a bookends of all black wardrobe for the evening with David Otunga in the tight black jacket, as well as a nice hat. So there you go. There's your update of fashion coming from the pre-show of Hell in the Cell.
David Otunga's trying to look like Andrade Cien Almas right now.
Yeah, that's what he's got. He's got his hat just sans feather.
This person here says, this is Mario. He says, those matches I remember from Mexico were far more violent than any Cell matches in the last few years in WWE. It should be all about non-interference nowadays. I just find it funny, because when I watch those matches, guys would go out of the cage and then come back and lose their hair and mask, Geek of the Year material stuff there. Oh, you mean the Escape the Cage, where they would come back in? Yeah, that's something totally different. That's a match where the actual rules are. You got it. So basically, they would have a match. They'd have like five guys in there or whatever, and everybody's mask and hair would be on the line. And the goal was to get out. Like, you would try to climb out, and then the guy, like the last two guys in, would have a match, and then the final loser would end up losing his mask or hair. So yeah, if you climbed out, came back in, and then lost, you were a total Geek of the Week. But that's different. This is not Escape the Cage rules. So
I'm going to send you a picture, and I'll just tweet it out there, of possibly the greatest moment in the history of all of pre-shows. Let me get this out there for the people. You'll enjoy this very, very much. It's two things that I know you love more than anything else in the world.
Cake and ribeye?
Oh, no. Robotic Dasha and Baron Corbin.
Yeah, I've been watching it right now.
You love that,
got this
don't
thing
you?
Right here on the big screen. All right, so as of a minute ago, the odds have Owens the favorite, Mahal the favorite, Usos the favorite, AJ the favorite, Rude the favorite, Orton the favorite. No smart money yet. We're still waiting. Although apparently now that the U.S. title match is a three-way, everybody's neck and neck right now. So it's a toss-up. Any of those three guys could walk out as a champion. So that's very interesting. That's the latest on the odds. A couple of other notes here tonight. There is the New Japan King of Pro Wrestling show. We got a lot of big matches, including Kazuchika Okada versus Evil for the IWGP Heavyweight title. I was caught off guard last night, I won't lie.
Why?
Dave said, do you think that Okada is going to get 4 3/4 stars out of Evil? And I said, man, if this guy can get 4 3/4 out of Evil. And then Dave said, well, he got 4 3/4 out of him at the G1. And I had to really think about that. Because I remember really liking that match, but I didn't give that match 4 3/4 stars. So, at least on my scale here that I got going on today, I'm not sure he can get 4 3/4 out of Evil. I guess we'll see.
I mean, hey, look, it's Okada's pretty great, so he could...
Pretty great. He's the best wrestler on the earth.
That's the whole thing. I mean, he could fall backwards into a 5-star match, but I don't know either, although it doesn't really have to be. It's probably going to be pretty great. Their match in the G1 was fantastic. Okada has not had a bad match this year. He's had, 4.5-star matches the entire year against everybody. So, you know, the only negative you could say is with expectations being so high, you know, it's going to be easy to disappoint if they do slip or fall off track a little bit. But, you know, Evil's just, to me, got to have a really good, solid performance here. And that's all. You know, you just don't want him to be in a position as you go down the line of a guy who is always going to get title matches like a Goto, but always comes up short. And even though people may accept him in a title match, they don't necessarily believe he's going to win. What you just want to have here is, you know, a couple of near, you know, falls for him, make everything look really good, and continue on with his ascension up the ranks, because he's a character that people there have gotten behind to an amazing degree. For as wacky and as goofy as the whole thing is, people have really gotten behind it. So Naito, at some point down the line, I believe, is going to be your IWGP champion. I believe he's obviously got the briefcase. He's going to get the next title shot, most likely against Okada. And most likely, he'll be the one out of the two between he and Evil that probably turns babyface sooner. So I could see a match between those two LIJ members way down the line, but certainly they like to plant seeds, and I think they may be doing that tonight.
We're getting our pre-show match right now, the Chad Gable, Shelton Benjamin versus Hype Bros match. They aired a video that was filmed after SmackDown. I got the audio down here because I'm a professional, but looked better than a lot of those scripted segments they did. It actually looked like there was some life and passion in that particular promo.
Well, let's be real here. It's not like Zack Ryder has loved teaming up with Mojo Rawley.
Maybe he has. What's Zack Ryder going to do without his team with Mojo Rawley?
Still be Zack Ryder, and that's still not too bad of a thing in comparison to Mojo Rawley. Zack Ryder's going to have a job there, I can figure, forever.
I'm not sure that Zack Ryder's prospects are going to be any good after this team breaks up.
Look, again, he'll collect a paycheck. And as long as he's got some merch that he can pimp and look at himself, you know, as long as he's got an action figure or a vinyl pop doll or something like that, he's going to be pretty happy. Which, by the way, speaking of those things, what's the rumor that the Young Bucks are possibly going to have those added to the repertoire of merchandise at these Hot Topics?
Yes, they have Funko Pops coming up. Also on the
Why don't we get those?
New Japan show tonight, Ishii versus Naito. As noted, the IWGP title shot is on the line. We had somebody here that texted that thinks that, if I can find it, got so many texts here. This person says, Ishii should main event Wrestle Kingdom 12, even though he and Okada faced each other before, as it would be more interesting than Omega versus Okada 4 or Naito versus Okada. So this person does not want to see Naito versus Okada again. He wants Okada Ishii, which I saw a couple of years ago, which was absolutely phenomenal. I would not complain one bit if that were the Tokyo Dome main event.
No,
but I don't think that's going to happen.
No, you're right. Look, everybody loves Ishii. And if he ends up with the title one day as a, you know, the grand thank you present, I could absolutely see that happening. I just don't think at this point, with the amount of talent that they have, you know, Ishii isn't Okada. He really isn't. He's not Naito. He does not command. As much as people love him, I think sometimes he gets romanticized a little bit too much. And, you know, I think his role is great. I think him as a long-reigning IC champion could be something you could do there. But it's hard for me to believe that he'll ever be the next guy, because he's been that guy for so long.
Other title matches, we've got Kushida, Will Ospreay for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight title. And in a shocker for the IWGP Tag Team titles, Killer Elite Squad, Guerrillas of Destiny, War Machine, I believe for the fourth straight show, this match is taking place. And for the Junior Tag titles, it is Ricochet and Taguchi against Roppongi 3K. Who are Roppongi 3K, Mike? Are they the Tempura Boys?
Could be. I don't know.
I've been asked that about the Tempura Boys like 9,000 times.
I like somebody brought up the idea of it being, you know, Rocky. If, you know, it goes with your idea of maybe, you know, Rocky, it's a swerve, and Rocky is still going to be a member of the mix, although I don't think he will be. That would be like Rocky and Trent or something like that, or Rocky and, you know, whoever it's going to be.
I hope it's Rocky and Trent Beretta dressed up as Sister Abigail. Is that possible?
I don't know. Is that, when do we have to deal with that next again? That's the next pay-per-view, right?
Yep, 2 weeks from
now. When do we have... Oh, God.
2 weeks.
Why? What is that one called?
It's TLC.
TLC, that's right. Remember when that used to mean something?
And also on the show, for those of you keeping track, what else do we have here? Tanahashi and Togi Makabe versus Juice Robinson, Kota Ibushi. Sounds like it should be awesome.
Oh, you know where that's going. That's yeah, and that's about Kota and Tanahashi more than anything.
And Cody, Kenny Omega, and Marty Scurll versus Beretta, Jado, and Yoshihashi. I wonder who will take the
Beretta,
fall in
man.
That match.
Yeah.
I'll bet Jado. That's my prediction. Could take that one to the bank. And also Chaos versus Suzuki Goon. Goto and Yano versus Suzuki and Zack Sabre Jr. And then our six-man tag team open with the Bullet Club, Leo Tonga, and Yujiro Takahashi against Bushi, Takahashi, and Sanada. Hiromu and Yujiro, the different Takahashis, for those of you keeping track. Anyway, if you want to give us a call here today,
the show, but it's good.
Phone number 844-411-5411. We have phone lines open. That is 844-411-5411. Text messages can be sent to 425-780-7566. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
This is Hal's Yard as Halloween approaches, and summer's harsh heat has turned his lawn into a virtual cemetery. But Hal knows fall is the best time to feed his lawn and repair those scary thin brown patches. So he reaches for Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. It feeds and replenishes nutrients. Roots grow deeper and stronger. So next spring, Hal's grass grows thicker and greener. Guaranteed. This is a Scots Yard. Pick up a bag of Scots Winter Guard today. This is a Scots Yard. Pick up a bag of Scots Winter Guard today.
We're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Lots of tough talk about here today. The pre-show match is still going on in the ring as we speak. It is Chad Gable, Shelton Benjamin versus the Hype Bros. And this is the only scheduled pre-show match. So, see what happens here. Looks like the odds never shifted. So, unless something happens in the next 15 minutes, looks like no real smart money came in, and I guess we'll see how that plays into the show here today. So that is the update on those odds. Got a bunch of text messages here. Phone lines are open. If you'd like to give us a call, 844-411-5411. Chad Gable just hit a huge moonsault for a near fall, and the match continues. This person says, earlier in the show, you were talking about the Hell in a Cell and the footholds that people use to climb. He said, they debuted at No Way Out 2000 and have remained since. I'm going to have to check this out. I don't remember this in every single one. Hmm. Yeah, we'll find out. This person says, maybe AJ cried to high heaven about jobbing to Baron Corbin. Let me tell you something. AJ is not complaining about who he does a job to. I think they just wanted to make it a three-way. They must have some idea. This person says, why are there commercial breaks on the pre-show matches? Hey, you got me. Do you know how many times I've been watching? Well, let me put it this way. I kind of know. I don't know about the pre-show, but I'll be watching NXT on the WWE Network. And in the middle of a match, on NXT on the WWE Network, they will go to a commercial for the WWE Network. And it's like, I'm watching it on the network. Why am I getting a commercial from the network? Well, the answer is NXT also airs on Hulu. And so I presume that the commercial breaks are there to convince you, if you're watching the show on Hulu, to get the WWE Network because there's so much other great WWF stuff that you can watch. So that's my guess. I believe we've got a finish here. Shelton Benjamin. Nope, he hit Zack Ryder with his finish, but Mojo broke it up. It's breaking down into a four-way here. This match continues.
You're a little behind.
I am? I'm never behind.
No, never mind.
Yeah.
Here we go with it. But oh, by the way, two of these pre-shows, it's not only airing on the network, it also airs on YouTube and everything else. So they just treat it as if it's a little hour-long TV show.
It also airs in international markets, where they're also trying to sell the WWE Network. This person here says, I don't think the hype bros are splitting up, but I'd rather see them turn heel against Gable and Benjamin. Well, they just did the old Jobski right there. Shelton Benjamin, Chad Gable got the win.
That was a sad pin from Gable.
And we will find out here. Well, it was weird because he made the cover and then he floated over to be facing the hard camera, but he had his foot hanging outside the ring like he was waiting for someone to pull it out, but nobody did. But anyway, looks like the hype bros have lost again, and we may be getting an angle here.
Yeah, as he pulled away now as Zach was getting back in there, or Mojo was getting in the ring.
That's right. Zach got pinned, hands on the head. Mojo's sliding back into the ring. I guess we'll see if they do a post-show deal or if they'll just go to the back and do the big split on SmackDown.
Yeah, all four guys were still in the ring, so I don't know what the commentary was going on because it's on mute here. But four guys were still shown in the ring, and then they immediately cut to the booth where the three are talking now. So that was kind of odd from what they usually do from a production standpoint of, you know, the exit of the ring or anything like that. I guess they had to get back to the hard sell.
This person here says, Graves is telling a story that Gable needs to accept Shelton is the veteran. They're planting the seeds already.
Oh God.
Oh, this person also notes the pre-show airs free on YouTube, so that's why you're getting commercials for the WWE Network.
Didn't I just say that?
You may have. I got so much stuff going on here. I can barely keep track.
I'm taking this personal.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. What's going on?
Excellent. My name is Drew. I just have a random question, and I apologize. I do not watch a whole lot of wrestling television, and I have seen nothing of what a lot of these wrestlers have done prior to being in the WWE. Why would there be so much more faith in Finn Balor as the top babyface as opposed to Sami Zayn?
Because
of what I've seen of Finn Balor, he doesn't really seem that impressive in the ring.
You know, Finn's got a lot of aura, and he's got a lot of goodwill built up, and he has not been treated as a geek, if nothing else. And if you take out what people, I think, I'm not saying Sammy doesn't have a charisma. I think Finn Balor's got a different one. I think he's got a different aura and character attached that benefits, I think, him a little bit better right now than Sami Zayn. With that said, but bottom line is Sami Zayn has been treated somewhat geekily, actually not somewhat, very much like a geek, and he's been very much positioned that way, whereas Finn Balor has not. So at the very least, you've had that going for him, even though he's been in some bad feuds and has been injured and out for a while. That's actually served him better than Sami being healthy.
Let me give you another answer here, buddy. So here's the deal. WWE is and always will be a promotion Well, it won't always, but will be. One of these days, Vince McMahon's going to be gone, and Triple H as well. But Vince is a body guy. And at the end of the day, I mean, first off, Finn Balor is a great wrestler. I mean, you may not see it a lot on television because he has to do these short matches on Raw, usually with just a bunch of guys. And he's feuding with Bray Wyatt, so I can understand you wouldn't be blown away with his in-ring. But the reality is he had the best Bray Wyatt match in 2 years with Bray Wyatt. So the guy's a great worker, and he's got a great physique. And Sami Zayn is a guy that Vince looks at, and he thinks he looks like just some random fan. I mean, it's sad. There will always be exceptions. Like, he got behind Kevin Owens, obviously, and he's got behind other guys. But, I mean, there's a reason that the one guy he won't give up on is Roman Reigns. He's just, I mean, you had Daniel Bryan, you had Roman Reigns. And one guy was way more over with the crowd. One guy was a way better worker, and one guy was a way better promo. One guy looked like Roman Reigns, one guy looked like Daniel Bryan. And so Vince fought tooth and nail to try to prevent Daniel Bryan from getting over to that degree. Finally, he acquiesced, and then the guy got hurt. But, I mean, even when he acquiesced, he was never going to make Daniel Bryan the top guy above Roman Reigns because he's a body guy. And that's the story with Sami Zayn and Finn Balor.
My follow-up, then, is there is one wrestler I do enjoy watching every time I get a chance to see him. Again, never having seen him all those other years. And that is Cesaro.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Why won't it be? What did he do, or what does Vince not ever see in him?
Well, here's the thing with Cesaro. Cesaro is a great wrestler, and he's got a great personality, and he's a great talker. And he's in a great position right now. He's your top tag team guy on the Raw brand. I mean, that's a great position to be in. He's not your top single star. And I know that some people want to see him be that, but I mean, he could be in the Sami Zayn position. He could be in the Ty Dillinger position. He could be in the position of a lot of guys. Like 80% of the roster is in a worse position than Cesaro right now. So, I mean, the best I can tell you is go watch some old Cesaro stuff. Cesaro was always a part of a tag team on the Indies, too. Not always, but he had a great tag team with Chris Hero, and they worked great together. I mean, he is a great tag team guy, and I'm very happy they're doing something with him right now. I don't know if you'll ever
be a star.
I enjoy it.
Everybody can be world champion nowadays, but it's like it's not like Cesaro. I mean, Cesaro could have very well been Arn Anderson, you know, which is not a bad position to be in if this was, you know, the 80s, and he would have never been world champion. And I think people beating down the doors for that, look, he's not Vince's cup of tea as far as a promo goes or as far as a personality goes. But his wrestling and his abilities are always going to keep him in the mix. It's just he's not Randy Orton. He's not John Cena. It's like Sami Zayn. It's like it comes down basically to Finn Balor's just that much more popular as well. When it gets down to brass tacks, more people like Finn Balor than they like Sami Zayn. And I think a lot of people respect Cesaro. But if they got down to having a gun held to their head of who would they rather watch, who's more dynamic, your Brock Lesnar's, your John Cena's, Randy Orton. I think there's a lot of names people will throw in there, and it's not an insult or on Cesaro or a referendum on his entire career. It's just not everybody can be 1A.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Hello, Jim.
How y'all doing? I was just thinking about you got the pay-per-view tonight. Any chance you think WWE might have a video or something about Lance Russell?
It's possible. I wouldn't hold my breath, but it's definitely possible.
You know, I was just looking on YouTube because I remembered back, what was it, the 80s, 90s, whatever, Vince was up there feuding with Lawler.
That was amazing.
You know, he was
93.
And,
I think.
Yeah, 93. And that was back, was it Men on a Mission up there, too? I believe it were.
Men on a Mission?
It was Mabel. Because those guys all trained in Memphis, you know, or came up through the Memphis system when that was still a developmental territory / working agreement group.
Okay.
Now I will say this too with Jim. Jim, did you ever see Jerry Lawler, because just of Lance Russell, and we're talking about War Games tonight, did you ever see the cage match where Austin Idol snuck out, or Tommy Rich snuck out from underneath the ring with Jerry Lawler and Paulie Dangerously and Idol and all that stuff?
I believe I did, because I know I seen the match you had with no crowd in the arena. I'm pretty sure I did.
Okay. If anybody hasn't seen that one, watch that, as well as that Terry Funk, Jerry Lawler empty arena match. It's amazing. Sorry, go ahead.
But like, who's your pick for Charlotte and Natalie tonight, Natalia?
Oh, man. Probably Charlotte and then maybe a cash-in. Seems like it's got to be coming here soon.
That's what I was thinking. And somehow Ellsworth has something to do with it, too.
Yeah, Ellsworth could have something to do with it. He's got that chain around his neck for some reason now. It's a little
but they don't stop
kinky.
Him from using it.
No, he could use it. He could use that thing. Finally, the crowd's starting to show up in this building. It was dead there for a while. Jim, I want to thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. He always calls at the exact same time on these shows.
I threw off his entire flow with that, but seriously.
Still a lot of empty seats, actually. It's kind of amazing they just showed that crowd shot there, and you can see there's a bunch of empty seats there. Not everyone has showed up yet. Hopefully they've opened the doors, unlike that SummerSlam show, where they opened them up late.
Hey, look, this is becoming a thing with late-arriving crowds and, you know, in all aspects anyway, but again, it's just, you know, when so much of it doesn't mean anything, even though you have no idea when matches are going to go on, it really is. It says a lot about the product they're producing. And I know Dave has talked a lot about the crowds on the shows. And this is just how it happens. This is the atrophy over time. We've seen it with the TV ratings. We've seen it with lots of things. And you couldn't ride this gravy train forever as far as crowds going to shows and spending a lot per head while they're there. It was going to start to atrophy, and it's certainly doing it now.
Versus Josiah from Canada. I said to watch the Wyndham Torborg match on Nitro from 19 years ago this week. Dale just botched going through the ropes. The match was poor. The ending was so bad. Torborg blew out his knee, and Wyndham kicked out at 3. Pretty much no-sold the finish. Man, oh man. This sounds like a real winner.
I hope he said when he botched him going through the ropes. I hope it was actually his entrance.
Yeah, stepping through the ropes.
That's what he botched?
That's what it sounds like to me.
Oh, God, I hope so. I thought it maybe got tossed out or something. I seriously hope he botched the actual ring entrance.
Spurs says, everybody's talking about the Roman Reigns-Lesnar match at Mania. In my opinion, Roman doesn't need to win the Royal Rumble to earn the shot, which leaves the Royal Rumble winner from SmackDown. What's the SmackDown main event? Well, I think that my pick for the WrestleMania SmackDown title main event would be AJ versus Nakamura. But if they go with their plan of when Jinder first won the title, I heard this guy may hold the title all the way through WrestleMania, which means that Jinder could be in the WrestleMania main event. The SmackDown title main event. I don't think Jinder's closing the show, but you could do AJ versus Jinder. I mean, if anybody's going to get a good match out of Jinder, it's probably going to be AJ.
Mm.
So you could do that one. AJ wins the title, or I don't know. There's a lot of different ways you can go, but I would bet, my guess is that a SmackDown guy is winning the Royal Rumble this year. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If you are age 85 or younger,
call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, here we are, just 3 minutes away from the WWE Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. They just showed Shane McMahon not going up for Kevin Owens' powerbomb as they brawled backstage. And that is, of course, likely the show-closing match here. Kevin Owens, Shane McMahon in a Falls Count Anywhere Hell in a Cell match. What's going on in this world? Falls Count Anywhere Hell in a Cell. Can you imagine?
This is where we are now. These are the times we live in, Brian. These are tough times.
I got a clarification here. Torborg actually botched being tossed by not actually going out of the ring. Wyndham went outside and dragged him out. So I guess he was trying to throw him out and he didn't go.
You know, and while we make jokes about, like, Kendall Wyndham, and we picture him as the little brother of Barry Wyndham in the 80s, that little stick figure and everything, he's still the son of Blackjack Mulligan, so I have a feeling he still probably beat up Dale Torborg when they got in the back.
First, here wants to know, why isn't Jinder Mahal a babyface champion? Dude, you got me.
About this. Yeah.
You got me. I've been wondering this forever. I mean, for crying out loud. I guess they don't know how to do a babyface Indian star, so they got to make him a heel.
They don't know how to make any babyface star, let alone pushing one that they want to picture from a foreign land, which in this case is Canada, but that's a different story.
This person says, I would be relieved if Shane used a stunt double. I would as well, but I don't think that's going to happen. But I could be wrong. I have been wrong before, just very, very rarely. We're out of time, everybody. We'll be back later on tonight with more. A Brian and Vinny show for subscribers and a Wrestling Observer Radio for subscribers. Two shows tonight only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. Back tomorrow with more. We're here every day. Check out SportsByline.com for more. Thanks, Mike, as always. Everybody in the studio, callers and listeners, we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live.